Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington. Sanctions on Venezuela's president. The United States has slapped financial sanctions on Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro after Sunday's election gave the South American country's ruling party almost unlimited powers, National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
Maduro is not just a bad leader, he is now a dictator.
All of Maduro's assets in the United States are frozen, and Americans are forbidden from doing any business with him. McMaster says the U.S. believes Sunday's election was a sham.
The United States stands with the people of Venezuela in the face of this oppression. We will work with our partners to hold accountable all those responsible for the escalating violence and ongoing human rights violations.
There could be more sanctions to follow that could target other senior Venezuelan officials, and the U.S. has also got its eye on the country's oil sector. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday abruptly firing Anthony Scaramucci as his communications director, just over a week after the New York financier started work in the White House's key post. He quickly made national headlines with a vulgar, sexually suggestive rant to a correspondent for The New Yorker, which the magazine published last week. Here's White House Press Secretary Susan Sanders on why he's gone.
Look, the president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position, and he didn't want to burden General Kelly also with that line of succession.
Scaramucci's firing coming just hours after General John Kelly assumed his new post as chief of staff. He was the head of Homeland Security. This is VOA News. Whistleblowing site WikiLeaks has published more than 20,000 leaked emails it says it has verified to be from now French President Emmanuel Macron's campaign. Months after the emails were initially leaked and posted online before the election, WikiLeaks says it has verified the authenticity of all of those emails. And all of the emails are available to the public in a searchable archive with verified messages flagged as such. France's Election Campaign Commission said in May a significant amount of data, some of it likely fake, had been leaked on social networks after a cyber attack on the presidential campaign of then-candidate Macron. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering the United States to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia for its meddling in U.S. elections. Putin telling an interviewer, quote, "We have a large number of options, and we're responding now because the Americans have taken this unprovoked step toward worsening U.S.-Russia relations." Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov weighed in on the sanctions and defended the Russian ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak, who allegedly had several controversial conversations with people close to candidate Trump during the 2016 campaign.
He was not spying and he was not recruiting. If he did so, I would be now a prima ballerina of the Bolshoi Ballet, if you know what it means.
Russia's accused of interfering in the last presidential election in order to help Donald Trump win the U.S. presidency. The president today presenting the U.S. military's most prestigious honor to former Army medic Jim Doc McLuhan for his heroic actions during a battle of Nguyen Hill in May of 1969. The 71-year-old Vietnam War vet was the first to be awarded the Medal of Honor by President Donald Trump, and he is credited with saving 10 soldiers over the three-day battle.
We pay tribute to a veteran who went above and beyond the call of duty to protect our comrades, our country, and our freedom.
McLuhan was wounded multiple times but refused to leave his battle brothers to get medical treatment. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate are locked in a debate over what to do about wild horses which roam across western rangelands and reservations, competing with domestic livestock for food and water and scarring the environment. Native American tribes and nations are also grappling with the problem, but everyone agrees something has to be done, but they don't know what yet. Today's herds descend from runaway or stray horses brought to America by 16th century Spanish conquistadors. I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.